What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice, and you are listening to KBRG The Bridge. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Threw drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper man's for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reach into their pocket to find more lit. I know it's horrid. Hope we get him morbid, view of the truth, orbit, we'll go on as usual, funeral, suicide portraits, shooting tie culprits, rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant, no way to beautify, torment, truth don't lie, disguise behind the pulpit, used to try Luke and I, crucify flesh, forfeit, I do cry, your abortion, it's legal, it's lethal, we the people, even divorcing, I'm forming the movement, trailblazing, torsion, still my core sins, I'll look back, say look what the Lord did.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What's good, radio family? This is the Psalmist Voice presents. This is a show to showcase all artists, pastors, indie artists, entrepreneurs, that's making a statement in the kingdom of God. And of course, I'm your most humbled host, the Psalmist Voice. Well, family, we got an exciting show for you today here at the Psalmist Voice Presents. We have now the 2019 Spin Award winner and domestic violence survivor, Shonique Cosgrove is in the building, so we don't want to keep her waiting any longer, family. So here we go. The Psalmist Voice presents Sonique Cosgrove. Here we go. Let's go.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Personality who was not brought up in the church. She grew up in an unsaved household, listening and dancing to worldly music, never went to church unless it was someone's wedding or funeral. But it's not where you start, but it's where you end up. She ended up having different ministries in the church, became the manager of her children's gospel group, Singers for the Savior, one of the co-hosts of a gospel radio show, and now the host of a gospel radio show as well. It wasn't always like this for Sonique Cosgrove, because at the age of 19, she became a victim of domestic violence, but at the age of 41, she finally became a survivor, and you can become one too through the grace and mercy of God. Ladies and gentlemen, TPV presents Night 2019 Spin Award winner and domestic violence survivor and a radio show host, Sonique Cosgrove. What's good?
Hey, Pastor Newton. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing? It's been a while since we spoke.
Yes, Lord. I'm blessed by the best. It's Sonique Cicero.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, that was true. See? There you
Were
go.
Were you? Yeah.
I was practicing and practicing and practicing. I still jacked it up. See? I got a reputation.
That's all right. That's cool.
Yeah, and I think we spoke off air when I told you that, too. I said, I have a very bad habit of jacking people's name up, so don't charge it to me if I do it. But I was practicing. I knew I was going to get it right, but I didn't get it right. Good.
What? That's all right. I'm not charging into the art at all. I'm charging into the head.
Gotcha.
Oh, Lord.
Gotcha. Uh-oh. Well, it's been an exciting time for you. And I told
yes,
you,
Lord.
I called it and I told you this was going to happen, because we talked way before this day even presented itself. And
yes,
you told me to make some changes with your promo and all that stuff, but I already called it in the atmosphere, and guess
yes,
what?
Yes, you did. You spoke it into the atmosphere. You spoke life
yes,
into
ma'am.
It.
And
it came
now,
to pass.
It's official. I can now say
yes, Lord.
You're the 2019 Spin Award winner for two awards. Not one, but
yes,
two.
Lord. But
yes,
two
man.
In two different categories. Yes, Lord.
There
Best Radio Show and Voice of the Year.
There you go.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
The Psalmist Voice, you heard it here first. I called it before it was even done. And guess what? my sis won. Just saying, and I tried to catch you on the Facebook Live with Robert, but I missed you, but I still commented it anyway. So yeah, I had some fun. You know, I couldn't be there this year, but it's all good. We'll be there definitely next year with myself.
God willing. Yes, Lord.
Ma'am. And also my partner in ministry, Bishop Willie Horn of KBRG The Bridge, which quite speaking right now, we are live on KBRG The Bridge, broadcasting there as well as here in Psalmist Voice Radio Network. So anyway, here's my plugs. So I'm excited. We're going to talk about, because I know this is Domestic Violence Month as well. And we're about
yes, it
to
is.
Close out
Domestic
the
Violence
Awareness
Month.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Are. Yes.
And you know, of course, you know, those two issues with breast cancer as well as domestic violence, usually it always gets overshadowed when it comes to the breast cancer, because, of course, breast cancer is usually a main concern. But in the last couple of years, domestic violence has been on the rise, and people are kind of now getting it and getting the help that they need, especially in
Thank
the church.
God.
You know, thank God for that. And people are really stepping up and saying, hey, look, I may be a PK kid, I may be a pastor's wife or even a pastor, but hey, I go through domestic violence too. Just saying. So a lot of these issues are coming out in the church as well. And I thank God
yes.
that it's coming
I
out.
I was a minister's wife and I was going yes. through.
Yes, ma'am. And we're going to go ahead and get into that. But I want to go ahead and get into your award, because I know this is special to you, because a lot of people
yes,
don't
is.
Know that you are a rookie in the radio game as well. That's why I know
yes,
God
I am.
Is definitely working in your ministry, because it takes a long time just to even get into a category. So, I mean, you know, like we were teasing off air too, you know, I said, hey, you know, we need to start dropping the Psalmist Voice Radio Network in them ballots and KBRG The Bridge in them ballots too.
Got that right.
But, you know,
yes, Lord,
but,
I'll
hey.
Vote for y'all. I'll nominate
yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Most definitely.
Yes, ma'am. But I mean, seasons come, seasons go. That's how I look at it. And when it's time for our season to come, God will open up the door just like He opened
amen,
it up.
Amen. Amen.
But I just, I wanted to get into a little bit of detail on that. I wanted to know your experience and how it was like to actually be in this type of setting and being able to receive an award and things like that. And because your journey is amazing. It's a testimony in itself. You got a girl that don't know nothing about God, ain't grew up in the church, don't know nothing about Shondas or Hondas, don't know nothing about
no,
none
I,
of that stuff.
No. No,
and
I
God
did not.
God opened up the door for you, and He introduced you to who He was, and then you got introduced to Jesus Christ. You got introduced to ministry, and then in that process, you end up getting a gospel group of and you know singing and stuff like that, and managing your kids, make sure you know they getting it in, and you know as far as getting
yes,
gospel
Lord,
start
to teach them the gospel songs when they were toddlers, 2 and 3
wow.
years old, instilling
wow.
it in them. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
But just give the family a little bit of backdrop of who you are, the woman as well as the pastor's wife as well as the radio host, and then we'll get into the your spin awards, and then we'll get into the domestic violence. So you have the floor.
Okay. Well, like you were saying, I did not grow up in the church.
Yes,
I never, you know, went to church unless it was somebody's funeral or wedding. Never saw a Bible in my parents' house. Don't get me wrong. Had 2 wonderful parents. It's just something they never instilled in us growing up, my brother and I. So, you know, church was just foreign to us. We just never, you know, went and we never praised and worshiped and fellowshipped or nothing like that. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we were kids. So as I got older, you know, I met a man. That family was in the church. You know, they were strong in the ministry. Thank God, and they were strong as far as the music and singing. But even before met, you know, before we even got into the church and before he became a minister, just something was tugging at my heart. But I know that was God and Jesus tugging at my heart for me to come to them. They wanted me to be a servant for them. And I've been running for Jesus ever since.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that. It was wonderful. I mean, my God, I can't imagine not living for God and Jesus. They've just been too good to me. Too good to me as well as my family.
Amen.
And every opportunity I get, I just lift them up. You know, I keep them on high. My God, oh my God, I'm just so overwhelmed of what God and Jesus have done in my life. Has brought me from one place to another place, because like I said, it's not where you start, it's where you end up.
That's right.
And my God.
And this is why Jesus. Yes, and this is why this is so, your testimony is amazing, because you don't have the typical story of story of a woman in the church. You don't have that.
No, I don't.
You don't have that typical story.
I didn't grow up in church like you hear the typical story that people are surprised that I didn't grow up in the church. They're like, what? You know, do you preach? You know, it's just the anointing of God that came onto my life.
Correct.
That's all, and that's all what happened to me. I didn't grow up in a church, and like I said, I knew nothing about that. And I mean, I had family members that did on my father's side. His brother is a pastor, and, you know, his kids, and they're all in the church. And my brother and I and our parents, we just never went to church. And it's just later on in life, you know, God and Jesus just – basically, I'm saying both of them just scooped me up.
Yes.
And now even my brother, he goes to church every Sunday.
Amen.
So
amen.
My God, God and Jesus is so good. And the fact that I won the SPIN Awards, was phenomenal. To have the opportunity to go to Atlanta, Georgia, to the SPIN Awards, to attend the SPIN Awards. My God, and just to sit among radio show personalities that's been in the industry for years.
Yes.
You know, they own radio stations. My God, they have so many shows, and I'm just sitting among these people like Bobby Parker and Amber Shaw and Jay Williams, and my God, I was of them, just to be like, my God, I can't believe God and Jesus blessed me with the opportunity to be among these people. You know, these are people that I'm trying to follow their lead. On the level that they're on. My God, and then when they had called my name, I couldn't believe it.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God. No, I'm sitting there, and, you know, the first category they called was Voice of the Year, and I knew I was nominated for that. And I'm in the category with Jay Williams. I'm like, oh, no, you know, they're going to call Jay Williams. You know, I know they're not going to call my name. And, praying that they would, you know, because, you know, you go all that way. You come all that way to, because I live in New Jersey. So
yes,
I'm coming all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. That's a long way. That's thousands of miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I want to come to Atlanta, Georgia to be, a winner. You know, don't get me wrong, being nominated was a blessing in itself.
Correct.
And I love the fact that I was nominated. You know, and if it was just a nomination, that was in God's plan for just them to be nominations, I should say. So I was like, okay. So I'm sitting there and I'm hearing the names called, and, you know, they're showing our pictures on the screen, and I'm looking. I'm like, okay, they got to Shanique Sisro. And I'm like, okay. All right, and then Simone Malone, he's another big wig in the radio show industry, and he's calling my name. He said, well, the 2019 recipient of Voice of the Year, SPIN Award, oh, my God. He said, the SPIN Award recipient of Voice of the Year is, I think he said something along the lines of that, Shanique Sisro, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe this. I'm like, I said, wait a minute. I said, here I come. And I'm going up on stage, and oh my God, Pastor Newton, it was crazy. I'm like up there. I'm like, well, I thank God and Jesus, and I thank my husband Bubba, and I thank my children. Yes, I have 8 children. Yes, I do, Lord. I was like, I am not a Maury Povich show. Yes, and you know they all have the same father, all by my late husband. And I was and I was like, oh my God, and I was thanking my sister-in-law, because I was one of her co-hosts at one time. I was thanking her for all the advice and encouragement that she gave me, her and her sister. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, this is crazy. I'm like, I can't believe that I'm up here receiving this award.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was up there, and I got it. You know, after I said my little speech, and I sat back down. And I was, like, so thankful to God and Jesus. Like, well, he gave me one. Now, I know I'm nominated in 2 categories, but he blessed me with one. And I was like, they blessed me with one. So I'm like, okay, I was satisfied. At least I got blessed with one Spin Award.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, later on, oh, my God, they did Best Radio Show. I'm like, okay, they're reading off the nominees. And I'm in the category again with Jay Williams. I'm like, he's going to win this time.
Yeah.
I know he is. I said, come on. I'm in with Jay Williams. I was like, okay. So, like I said, they're reading off the names, and they're showing our pictures on the screen, and they're saying Shanique's Sweet Sounds. I was like, okay, all right. All right, okay, they're saying all this. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just, like I said, I'm still overwhelmed. I mean, this is last Saturday, but I'm still on cloud 9.
The
whole thing. Yeah, I'm, you know, I can't stop talking about it.
I can't
stop looking at my awards. It's unbelievable to me. So, so I'm like sitting there, and I'm like praying. I'm looking up, and I'm hoping that, you know, they'll call my name again. Well, call the name of my show. So, okay, they're up there, and they're reading the card, and they're saying, you know, the 2019 recipient, Spin Award recipient of Best Radio Show is Shanique Sweet Sounds. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Again? It's like God and Jesus gave me double for my trouble.
There you go.
My God. God will give you favor for your labor. That's what I say at the end of my show every Sunday. And they truly had done that for me.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God. I said, because I went through a lot, you know, with my show. Only been on the air for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm a rookie, like you said. I'm not a veteran in the industry. I'm a rookie. I just started off, you know, doing this. And there's a lot of things I still got to learn.
Yes,
so I'm like, okay. I'm like, wait a minute. So all this stuff I still got to learn. I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe it's not my time. It's not my season because, you know, all these people know a lot better than I do.
Yes.
Like I said, I say it's all this controversy, like, things were said about me and about my show, and I'm like, God, the devil is coming in like a flood. I'm like, I wish you would leave me alone. I wish you would get off of me. You know, I'm trying to do things, you know, to glorify God and Jesus. I say, it's all about them. It's not about me. That's
correct.
What I looked at it as. And I'm like, wait a minute. Devil, I was like, I know there's something big about to happen for me because the devil don't seem to want to leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, come on now. I said, stop coming against my show. I say, what God has for you is for you.
That's right.
So, and obviously it was for me because I wouldn't have been on air for a year.
That's correct. He blessed me
to stay on for at least that long. So oh my God. So, like I said, and then I grind every weekend, you know, putting together my playlists. And, I mean, I handwrite my playlist for me and my engineer. And sometimes I'm up to wee hours in the morning putting together my playlist, losing sleep. I'm like, you know what? This is going to pay off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't get weary and well-doing because in due season, you'll reap if you faint not.
There you go.
And I knew eventually I was going to reap. It was going to come. And it came last Saturday when
there you go.
Oh my God, when they blessed me Well, God and Jesus actually blessed me with these two awards. I'm like,
yes,
this is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Well, I am motivated by you because of the fact that you have the underdog, the ultimate underdog story. And what I mean by that,
yes,
that,
Lord,
you know, people, because I know exactly what you're going through in the process before you winning, because I know what it's like to feel that way. You know, I'm grinding. I'm from Jersey too, and that's something that we have. We have that undying fight. And that's just something that is a Jersey thing, and no offense to nobody that's not from Jersey or nothing like that, but we have a unique skill set that when it comes to fighting, we gonna keep fighting until we're scratching and clawing to our destination, and then we'll pass out once we cross the finish line, but we gonna keep grinding until we get there. But anyway, what I'm saying
is
that we your story is phenomenal because, again, you know, you're going into something that's completely new. And I know how that is because, you know, it was the same thing for me when I went into the singing thing. And then Sunday's Best came. I went all the way to Donnie and them, sung before them. And then here comes the radio opportunity coming into play, and then learning from a terrestrial station, then going from internet station, and now going into your own. It's a process, and especially when you have, because see, we preach a lot here, so we don't spin a lot of records. Wow, see, I'm going way back. we don't spin a lot of music per se. We do when we open up our shows and things like that. But I know when we do. We spotlight when we have our present show like we are right now, our spotlight show. We will make sure that indie artists are spotlighted and things like that. So we have more of a talk radio kind of thing. And, you know, but that's where God has shifted me. But we still play indie artist music. And that's what I love, because the indie artist doesn't get hurt. And what you do.
And I do the same thing. I play
amen.
Seven indie artists right now. That's what I'm doing.
Amen.
Along with the contemporary and the quartet.
Correct. I was just about to mention that you're really strong and supportive of the quartet ministry as well, because again, that's a sound that is making a comeback. Thanks to Rance Allen.
Yes, it is.
He paved the way, and now we have a lot of new generation of quartet singers that are coming out now. And again, this is another genre that's not heard much. So with your platform, you're allowing that to happen. And we talked off there, and we kind of laughed and joked about it a little bit, how, you know, I'm learning the quartet style. So for me, it's like I wasn't brought up with any of that. I was brought up with Kirk Franklin's and Ty Tribbett's and, you know, Mary Mary's.
That's
and all
what
of
once
them.
I got saved, yeah. That's who I was listening to. I just knew the contemporary. Then later on, I learned the quartet. And now, I'm married to a quartet singer.
And I was just about to mention how, you know, how God has given you that to the point where now you're actually seeing it and, you know, coming to fruition as far as the quartet, the process, even him being a musician, your husband, and, you know, shout out to your husband, by the way. And, you know, I'm just really just an exciting, because I mean, right now I'm like, literally shaking in excitement because of what God has done for you. I'm genuinely excited for what God
Thank
has done
you.
For you. You know, and a lot of people will say, oh, well, God bless you, sis. Well, anyway, we're talking about this. Look, you know, sometimes you got to give honor where honor is due. And sometimes
yes,
you
Lord,
definitely
that's, I believe
have
in
to
that
give
too.
God amen. And you have to definitely give God the praise for what he does in our life, because a lot of times we don't feel qualified to do it. A lot of times we don't feel that we're better than so-and-so that's been in the game for 20 years and all this other stuff. And then when God puts you in a situation and then he shows you favor, and you know from the natural standpoint that you knew you wasn't supposed to win against Jay Williams, You knew that.
Yeah, because I'm like, he's a big wig. He's like owns radio stations. And I really admire Jay Williams. I really do, because I want to one day, God willing, you know, be on the level that Jay Williams is on. You know, like I said, he like owns radio stations and he has all these shows. And I was like, wow, you know, then he's popular. You know, a lot of people know him. And like, really, nobody really knows me because I'm new in the game. I'm new in the industry.
It's okay, because you now have put you've actually brought attention now to the internet radio game, the actual terrestrial radio game, in as far as you can never judge a book by its cover or its sound. You have to actually see the content for what it is. And if that individual is not only blessing people through the sound that's being produced, but the message that's being projected, and you're doing it in such excellence, there's nothing nobody can say. And that's what gives you the favor, because God will give you that spotlight through the whole process, even in the hard time. It feels like nobody's paying no attention to me, God. I went through all this in my life. I finally, now I'm in a situation where I'm on a platform where I can give back, I can be a blessing, and I'm still getting my head blocked off. So what in the world, God? But see, that's what he does.
That's what I felt like was happening. Yes, Lord, and it made me keep pressing all that was said and done concerning me and my show, I should say. I still kept pressing like Jesus did, because, see, he faced controversy too, and he never gave up.
Amen.
You know, he kept doing what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to, you know, preach the gospel. He was supposed to spread the gospel. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let what people are saying and doing hinder me. I'm going to keep on pressing like Jesus did. Even during the nomination process, the devil was coming. Even during the voting process, the devil was coming. I said, well, you know what? Devil, you're a liar and a loser. You're the father of lies.
That's right.
I know that God is the father of correction. And I'm going to keep pressing, no matter what. Like I said, no matter how I felt when I would go to the radio station every Sunday. Sometimes I was sick. Sometimes I was tired. But I still kept pressing, because I'm at a local radio station in Ballin, New Jersey.
Wow.
I'm not, you know, at like a big time radio station or anything like that. No, I'm not. And had gotten what I had gotten, I'm like, wow, I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, for choosing me.
Amen. And again, that's what God does. It's not about. It's not about the glitz and glam anymore. And there's a shift going on. God is exposing people that have the heart of God, like truly. And even though in a professional standpoint and looking at it from a business standpoint and blah, 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 okay, that's great. But is the word effective? Is the music effective to the point where people are being saved by it, or people being delivered by it? Are people getting through domestic violence by it? Are people healing their marriage by it? These are the things that we need to think of as radio personalities or as ministers, pastors. We have to understand that we are dealing with something that is far bigger than our ego. We have to get the people back. And when it comes to having a platform of any kind of music, we have the responsibility to attack those different issues. And speaking of issues, you came out of that. And
yes, I did.
With the domestic violence of coming through that and still being strong enough to still hold on to God and still be able to do what God has called you to do. Could you tell the family a little bit about if there's any women out there listening, if there's any men out there listening that have gone through or going through this particular situation, what was that it that kept you holding on to God in spite of what it looked like or felt like?
my God, like, Jesus. I just chose faith over fear. I was fearful. Oh, my Lord. I was fearful through the situation, through everything I had went through. Of course, I was scared. I didn't know. I mean, my life was being threatened. My family's life was being threatened. Their lives were being threatened. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like, I don't know which way he was going to go with it. Because some of them just, you know, just one day just snap. And they just do, you know, they end up killing you, God forbid. And I just held on to God's unchanging hand. I just kept praying. I kept reading my word. I kept praising. I kept worshiping. I kept doing what I was required to do. And God and Jesus kept the devil, you know, at bay. Made sure that nobody was harmed. My family wasn't harmed. That I wasn't harmed in any way. Like, you know, seriously harmed. Because I know there's women that have been maimed because of they they're in wheelchairs right now. They're using canes, walkers. They're bedridden because there was a domestic violence situation, and the man did that to them. And men are getting it done to them, too, as well as with women abusing them. And it's wrong on both sides, but just men don't report as much as we do. But I just thank God that he brought me through all that because, yes, I did suffer the black eyes. I'm not going to lie. I've had my share of black eyes, bruises. I was dragged across floors. But God.
That's right.
God was right there in the midst of it all. But I thank God I still have a sound mind. An activity of my limbs. Oh, my God. Activity of my limbs. Because when I talk about it, I just get so emotional. Because of God and Jesus. That's why I still have those things. And I know God and Jesus blessed me to still be here so I can be a living testimony to men and women out there and let them know if God and Jesus brought me through, he can bring y'all through too.
Amen.
You know, he can do it if you let him. That's all you have to do. Just give it to God and Jesus and they'll make a way for you because way makers, they can make ways out of no ways. Come
that's
on
right.
now.
That's right. That's right. And,
my God,
you know,
my God.
And that's what, see, I'm trying to be good. I really am, but you know me. But I'm trying to be good. I'm trying not to preach too much, but you know, sometimes it's, you know, you just can't help yourself. You know, because again, like I said, it's so much of a spiritual rejoicing right now, in regards to my fellow Jerseyan, and she's, you know, definitely encouraged me to continue to press forward in spite of what it looks like. I mean, regardless of how it looks, you're encouraging me to continue to move forward. You're encouraging me let the people and the family know that, hey, you can't come out of domestic violence. You can't come out of situations where people already counted you out. You can be the ultimate underdog, and God can take the underdog and put them in on the top.
And they need a top dog.
There you go. That's why I love the God I serve. That's why I love having the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ. Because regardless of what it looks like, God always has a funny way of allowing us to go through it, but he has that timely surprise factor there where we could be in the midst of it. You see everything around you. You see all these gospel artists. You see all these radio personalities. You see all these folks. And you're surrounded by all these cameras in your face. Everybody want to interview, all this stuff. And then you sit down, and then you're in the crowd, and you're experiencing all that. And then you're getting a look back of how God has brought you to this point. and how God has brought you through all of the things that he went through. Each situation you went through, sis, was a setup for your greatness. What you
yes, Lord,
in your
sure
life
was. Amen,
was
amen.
A setup for what happened Saturday. It was a setup. And
yes,
all
Lord.
That pain, all that pressing, all that depression, all the broken bones, broken heart, all that stuff that you endured through the whole
well,
process.
I didn't get my bones broken. There
no,
weren't no broken bones. Thank God.
Well,
no broken
God.
Bones, Pastor. Just
well,
bruised and black eyes,
well,
okay?
Well,
none of my bones were broken. Thank you, Lord.
Well, let me omit the broken bone part. But we see all these things like a pot. You know, he's the potter, and we're on the wheel.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He's molding,
and we're the clay.
Exactly, and he's molding and shaping us to what he wants us to be. He takes out the bumps. He takes out the lumps. He smooths it all out. So at the end of the day, when it's done, he puts it in the dryer to let the clay harden. You become a vessel for him, and it's perfection.
Yes, Lord, that's all I want to do is be a vessel for him, to make
Amen.
A difference and be an inspiration to people. I never
Amen.
Wanted to be rich and famous. I
yes.
never wanted that for my life. I just always
yes.
wanted to help people. That's always my main focus, of helping people that were less fortunate than myself. My God, and make a difference and be an inspiration. I mean, I have little kids listening to my show.
Amen.
My God, they say, you play great music. I had a 9-year-old little girl calling to my show and told me that. My God, I got other kids listening to me. They said, when you do the prayer, Miss Shanique, we bow our heads and close our eyes too. And I had a sister call in one Sunday. And that also made me keep pressing. She was homeless, God willing.
Wow.
You know, she's not homeless anymore. She was living in a
Amen.
Car, living in her car with her child. She said,
wow.
She called in and said, I love you. I listen to you every Sunday. You're an inspiration to me. And for that alone made me want to keep doing what I'm doing because I'm touching people's lives. I know I am. So
Amen.
Last Saturday, and I told my brother, I said, you know what? I'm among all these people that, you know, are really, you know, they're wonderful radio show personalities. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They know
mm-hmm.
what they're doing in the industry. They've been doing it for many a moons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at the fact, okay, I'm considered the underdog here. But God
Correct.
And Jesus is going to make me the top dog.
Correct.
He's going to put
Amen.
Me on top. And he did.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Did that for me last Saturday night.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, he did.
And that's exactly what he does. He is the ultimate setup man. He's the ultimate hype man. He's like the ultimate lawyer. He's the ultimate everything. I mean, that's what God
yes,
does.
Lord.
And you know, when and at the end of the day, you know, when you look back and you realize just how good God has opened up the doors for you and how you can
yes.
now be a blessing to other people for what you went through, how you grew
My
up,
God.
All that stuff. You have so much wisdom that you can, you know, not only, you know, take care of the airways, but where you minister at in your church, you can take care of a lot of the young sisters that are coming up that, you know, may be lost. They don't have that woman to tell them, hey, sis, it's okay. You know, we can, you know, you can get through this and stuff like that. You're in a situation where you can mentor so many people.
Yes,
and,
Lord,
you know,
and
just,
I've been doing that through the years with the different ministries I held in the church, how young girls would, you know, come up to me and they really admired me and they wanted to do it because I was very giving in the church. Like I said, I wore many hats in the church. I organized a back-to-school drive. I sung on praise and worship teams. I cooked in the church. I baked. My God, I took care of people's birthdays or anniversaries. I mean, I did so much scripture reader, poetry reader. I've worn so many hats. And through the years when I was doing those things, you know,
Amen.
Like I said, young girls would approach me and say, I want to, like this one young girl, like I said, she's grown now, but she was little at that time. And she said, you know, Sister Shanique, back then I was Sister Mac. She said, Sister Mac, I, you know, when I grow up, she told me not too long ago, she said, when I was a little girl, I saw how you would do in the church, how you do people in the church. And once I grew up, I wanted to do the same thing that you do. Now she Amen. Goes around and gives people food and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God. See, wow. That's how you do it. See, she was watching. And she was picking up things I was doing. And now, as a grown woman, she wants to do the things that I did. And I never knew that back then. But now she told me now, and it just touched my heart. My God. I just never, I knew she liked me, but I didn't know it was more or less like admired me. I didn't know she admired me like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She, oh, God, it was awesome.
And those
oh,
are the
my
people.
God.
And see, those are the people like that will come to you at the times when you feel that you're burnt out, or the times that you feel that you're not really making any type of impact, or it's always those times when you're feeling the most worn down, spiritually and physically. And then someone will come up to you and it feels like a power boost. Because they will give you the motivation that you needed at that time. See, people don't understand that blessing comes in all forms. People use
yes,
different
Lord.
People. You know, I mean, God uses different people for all different types of ministry. Even
yes,
the person may not even be in ministry. They could just be somebody that just walked in church. Could have been somebody's guest or somebody else, and they just walk up to you and just give you a word that you needed at that time. That's what God does, man. He does stuff
yes,
to the
Lord.
Point where he continues to keep us from falling, continues to keep us going and moving. He sends the right people. The right words are said, the right song comes on, etc. These are the things that happen. That's what God does, because again, he is a master at setting us up, because that's what he
yes,
does.
Yes, Lord, he sure is.
But tell the family how they can get in contact with you as far as your show, when it airs, the station, your Facebook page, all that stuff. Just give the family a little bit of particulars on that, and then I got a special music selection for you, as they like to say in the old church. I have a special music selection for you when we're done. But go ahead and tell
okay,
them.
Thank you.
Go ahead and tell the family a little bit about your show, where they can listen to you, when it airs, and all that.
Well, the name of my radio show is Shanique Sweet Sounds. It comes on every Sunday on WVLT 92.1 FM and on www.wvlt.com from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. is where I play the hottest of gospel music, a mix of contemporary and quartet music, and I'm rocking the indie artists as well, Pastor. Yes, Lord, like
there
I told you before, seven of them. And thank you, Jesus, they entrusted me with their music. And you know one of them, Theodore Chestnut.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, God's Journey Child.
There you go.
Yes, Lord. Like I said, God's Journey Child. And my God, my God. And I play music, my God, from the oldies but goodies to the latest, music for the young, the old, and everyone else in between. I'm trying to bridge the gap. I'm trying to reach all people, not just a certain age bracket, from the little kids all the way to old people.
There you go.
That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm on Facebook, which I have my own radio show group page, Shanique Sweet Sounds, and then got my personal Facebook page, Shanique Siswell. You can reach me with either one of those pages. You can via Messenger. You can inbox me. Lord Jesus. And the phone number to the radio station is area code 856-696-0092. Call in and definitely tune in. My God, I would love to hear from y'all.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I would.
Well, I definitely be tuning in on Sundays before I go to church. So I definitely be tuning in and listening in as well. I said I need to get some pointers from the 2019 Spin Award winner. I need to take some notes. So yeah.
Oh, please. I'm not no celebrity. I'm just Shanique. That's all I want to be looked at. Just Shanique. No celebrity status here. Boy, I'm going to stay grounded. Pastor,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
What I want. I want to stay grounded and humble. Because that's what God blesses. That's what he loves. He applauds when you're grounded. You stay grounded and you stay humble.
That's right.
You know, just keep on blessing you.
That's how he elevates you. Humility
Lord.
Is key. And having the heart of God is key. The greatest commandments of all is love. So we have to love like he loved, and we have to stay humble. Because, again, this world
Lord.
Is full of pride, arrogance. We got a lot of people that are puffed up, and, you know, they forgot where they came from. And, yes, success is great when you're dealing with certain facets of your life. It's awesome. But you can't forget who gave it to you. And that's where a lot of us get lost. We get lost in the sauce and the glam and all this other stuff, and we forget that if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't even be in this situation. I wouldn't even be, you know, in the same room with you because of the fact that he's the one who made this possible. And when we remember that, and this is industry wide, and like I said, when it comes to radio, a lot of people don't like what Pastor Chris has to say, but it's all good because I'm not talking to you and I'm not talking to get approval by man. But as long as God gives me the stamp of approval every time he flows through me, I'm good with that. But we have to understand, as radio personalities, as professionally titled, as how you want to call it, we have a mandate, especially if we are on, as they say, Christian radio. Our mandate is to deliver the word of God, period. And if we spin music, then we need to deliver the music, period. That's going to bless and edify, period. We have
to
understand.
There you go. Thank you, Jesus.
We got to get out of us, and we got to let God lead us when it comes to preparing for the show. When it comes to God taking control, the music. Exactly. We have to let the spirit flow. Just because, you know, some of us don't have engineers. We got to do all of it. You know, I got the t-shirt and the hat. But the end of the day, both of you, if you have an engineer or not, both of you have to be on the same page if you do have one. If you don't have one, well, praise God. But still, make sure that the Holy Ghost is present, that both of you are on the same flow. Pray before you go on the air. Don't just pray when you're on the air so you can sound like you're holy. Just pray before you go on the air. Pray when you're on the air. And if someone calls you and they need prayer, look, the station producer can get mad at you for that 5 minutes that you spent to pray for that individual. But that's our mandate. We stop what we're doing. Look, a person needs us to pray for them. We pray for them. Period. But see, like I said, they ain't gonna like what I said. But it is what
it is. Telling the truth and shaming the devil. Pastor, please.
You know, it is what it is, and all you radio people that have the ownership of terrestrial radio, and you're holding personalities captive when it comes to ministering the gospel. I understand the rules that are out there. I get it. But when it comes to being a saved man or woman that's coming on your platform, on your radio stations, Sunday after Sunday, putting out positive and encouraging music for people to call them and to get that prayer, at least you can do is you can fight for your personalities if you're going to get in trouble because they prayed for somebody that needed prayer right then and there while they were on the air. I mean, I'm just saying. But again, who am I? I'm just the psalmist voice over here in Texas. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I got a special treat just for you. I wanted to play this song because this is, I think this would be perfect for you in regards to everything that has happened in your life, as far as you winning the Spin Awards, also being a domestic violence survivor, the success of your show, your life, your husband, your kids, all the stuff that's happening right now in your life is just God, period. So
yes,
what
Lord, you got that right.
I'm going to give you a special dedication here at the Psalmist Voice Presents. I'm going to give you a dedication from our boy, Ty Trivett. And I'm not going to tell you the song, but here we go. And when
I
we
love
come
Ty.
Down,
go ahead.
We're going to have more of Shonique Cosgrove. There you go.
Cicero. Shonique Cicero.
Cicero. Yeah, see, my engineer telling me to stop.
C-I-S-R-O-W.
I'm fired, y'all. I'm fired. Anyway, let me go ahead and learn how to say her last name, y'all. And when we come back, we're going to close out the show and give out some more tidbits on how you can follow her and all that jazz. This is the Psalmist Voice Presents. Here we go. This is for you. Let's go! Yeah!
We all have overcome.
We are bad tight trip.
Yes, Lord. That's my song, Pastor.
There you go.
Yes, Lord, I played Ty Tribbett on my show. I love him.
Yes,
got the victory.
He has a testimony all in itself as well. So, you know,
yes, that was
only fitting for us to even play that because, you know, he's a walking testimony regardless of what you go through in your natural life. You can still have victory over everything. And, you know,
victory over the enemy.
Amen. And we are so critical of, you know, being so critiquish, you know, when it comes to churchdom. Yeah, I made up that word. But yeah, you know, it's, you know, we get caught up in, you know, all the stuff and all the particulars. But, you know, God has a story for everything. And a lot of times, we do things in life. We make, you know, decisions in life, and I got the t-shirt and the hat to prove that too. But at the end of the day, is if God's not getting any glory out of it, if God is not being exalted regardless of
all the bad decisions we make or magnified,
or, you know, and the worst people that God used is in the Word of God. And I mean, read
amen.
You can read it. You know, God used murderers, he used liars, cheaters, adulterers. He used all these folks and made them
great.
He
used the unsaved girl. He used
Exactly. Look, there you go.
They knew nothing about church.
There you go. So, there you go. The proof is in the pudding right there. You ain't got to grow up in church. You ain't got to know all the terminologies. You don't have to know all the cliches. You don't got to know all that. All you got to do
My
is
My pastor
ask
grew up in an unsaved household, but now he's a pastor. So there you go. Proof is in the pudding.
There you go. So he could take anybody and make them into somebody in the kingdom of God. And in the natural world we live in, God opens up doors for all of us. And all we have to do is just stay obedient, stay humble, and have the love of Jesus Christ that he had when he walked this earth. And we will make an impact regardless of how big you might think it is or how small you might think it is. In God's eyes, it's big. Regardless of what it is or what we
do, Lord.
And how we do it. And this particular show right here is a proof and testament that God can take anybody and make them into somebody and put them in arenas that they know they weren't qualified to be in. But God saw otherwise.
But God.
And he saw fit to throw you in the mix with all these great men and women that have been doing this for a very long time, and now
your
name is edged along with all of these individuals that are doing what they do for so long and doing what God called them to do, and you're doing the exact same thing, and now your name is edged alongside all these great men and women that do radio for years, some of them that
just started.
Regardless of how long you've done it, when it's your
season and
your time, God's going to do it for you. So tell a family a little bit more. Let them know how they can watch you, how they can listen to you, how they can call you, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media sites, how they can listen to you every Sunday, what radio station it is, all that jazz. Give them all that before we get up out of here on today. You have the floor.
Yes, Lord. It's about, like I said, it's not about popularity. The founder of the Spin Awards, I just wanted to say that. She told me that herself. It's not about popularity. It's about promotion from God. Amen. That's what it's about. And that's what God did. God gave me a promotion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now,
Amen. Back
to my information, contact information, how everybody can get in touch with me. Like I said, my name is Shanique Siswell. I'm on Facebook. I have my own personal Facebook page, and then I have a radio show group page. It's called Shanique Sweet Sounds. That's the name of my radio show. It's on every Sunday on WVLC 92.1 FM and on www.wvlt.com from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., where I play the hottest of gospel music, a mix of contemporary and quartet music, and I'm rocking the indie artists as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My God. From the oldies but goodies to the latest. Yes, Lord. Music for the young, the old, and everyone else in between. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
And the phone
Amen.
Number to the radio station again is area code 856-696-0092. You can reach me at
Amen.
That number. You can call me, and I'd be love to talk to you. Yes, Lord, on Sunday from 12 to 2. Call in. I have a testimony time. Call in and give me your testimony. I have birthdays and anniversaries. If it's your birthday, call in so I can wish you a happy and blessed birthday. If it's a married couple, if it's your anniversary, call in. I wish you a happy and blessed anniversary.
Amen.
Come on, I got it going on. You know, God gave me what I could do. So all credit belongs to God.
Amen. Give them that number one more time.
It's area code 856-696-0092.
All right. Well, you heard it here first at the Psalmist Voice Presents. We grabbed her from all the poly interviews she could have done. She came over here to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, KBRG, The Bridge. She came over here. We got the first shot.
Because I'm humble like that, Pastor.
Amen.
That's why I came over there. Please. Ain't no bougie here. Trust and believe. Ain't no bougie going on here. I don't think my stuff. I don't think my stuff don't stink. No. I've been through too much. I know the struggle.
Amen.
Trust and
Amen.
Believe. Yes, I do.
Amen. I had to mess with you a little bit, but you know,
I know, because I'm a 2019 Spin Award winner. Please, I'm still Shanique at the end of the day. Trust and believe, that has not made me big headed at all. No, it has not. I'm going to still be me, because see, I got to stay true to myself.
That's
I'm like
right.
Martin.
That's right.
Martin, when he had that talk show on his show,
Uh-oh.
He wanted to stay true to himself. He didn't want to be
go.
Somebody else. And I want to be just Shanique. That's all I want to do. I just want to minister through the music and keep spinning CDs in Jesus' precious name as long as he allows
Amen.
Me to do it.
Amen. Well, it's as always, a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, and I'm
Thank
quite sure.
Thank you. Same here. Always a pleasure to talk to you as well.
And next time around, I might have to go through your secretary just to get to you. But
you know what? I'm going to say what I say at the end of all my shows. Now, you stay blessed by the best. God will give you favor for your labor. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Now, the devil thought he had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me. See ya.
Amen. Amen. Well, we had a grand old time here at the Psalmist Voice Presents. And again, we thank you so very much for coming on the show. And again,
oh, you're welcome.
Many, many more blessings.
Thank you for
you.
Having me.
Thank you.
Blessings for you too as well. They're going to be flowing. They're blessing you right now.
Hey, well, hey.
You're doing
look,
it right now.
Yes, ma'am. I take all the blessings from God day in and day out, and I'm humbled enough to say it. It may not look like it, it may not smell like it, but when it's time for God to give me that breakthrough blessing, I'll be humbled enough and prepared enough to receive it. Just saying.
Like I said, you have a testimony yourself, Pastor, and I'm going to have you call into my show next month
ma'am.
For an interview. We're going to make it happen. We're going to set that up.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Yes, Lord.
I will make sure I have my secretary contact.
Contact my secretary.
We will have our secretary.
Whatever.
We will have our secretary dialogue off air to get that. No, I'm kidding. But see, I can't be messing with you.
Oh, wow.
See, I'm cutting up. So, anyway, but family, here we go.
Oh, Lord. And you know, I'm going to speak life into it. You're going to be on the voting ballot next year. You're going to get nominated next year.
Yes, ma'am.
He got in the atmosphere like he did with me. You said I was going to win. I'm going to say that you're going to be nominated and you're going to win.
Amen. Amen. And
I'll
be able to sit. I'll be able to sit next to you in the VIP seating with Jay Williams and Miss Cicero over here. You know, I'll be able to sit and dine amongst the kings and queens of the industry.
Oh, please!
They gonna definitely. We ain't gonna bring that clown up here to Atlanta. Just saying. Anyway.
Stop. I have much respect for him. Please. No. Much respect. Like I said, I admire him. One day I pray to God that I get to his level. If it's in God's will and it's God's way, if it's in God's plan. Yes, Lord. My God, I thought it was an honor being there with him. My God.
Yes, ma'am. And then you realize.
You're going to get yourself in trouble. You better stop.
Yeah, I know.
Trust me. I have much respect for all my colleagues, including you, even though you're going to get yourself in trouble, and me too. So cut it out.
Well, we stay, and I think that's probably why TPV stays in trouble. Because we keep it real, just to be honest. We keep it real.
Well, yeah, I like to keep it real, raw, you know, and 100.
Yeah,
I like to be the same.
Ma'am. You know, and you know, I like to have fun, as you see. You know, I'm not always on a script and making sure we make this and make that.
You know, we hit all the points, the script a lot.
Yeah, you know, and I thank God for that, because we, when it comes to this Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a script. Just saying. You know, we can prepare for months, we can prepare for years, we can prepare for hours. But at the end of the day, the Holy Spirit takes reign, and I know God is a fun God. I know Jesus was a fun person, and, you know, it wasn't all about being serious all the time and stuff, and, you know, that's what I believe. Having fun in the Lord, being able to laugh and being able to give the word of God through music and through voice, just being able to bless the people that listen to our broadcast week in and week out. And I praise God for the freedom to continue to do so while we have it. And, you know, I'm honored and humbled as well just to be able to have an opportunity to do that. So as for you as well, you know, again, thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me give a quick shout out to my husband, Bubba.
Yes, ma'am.
To my children, all 8 of my children. I want to give a shout out to my brother, and I want to, because I always give a shout out every Sunday, and I want to give a shout out, my God, to Minstrel Appointed, the founder of the Spin Awards and the Spin Awards Committee. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all to the utmost.
Amen.
Yes, I do.
Amen. Well, family, we're just about out of time. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're just about out of time. I can't keep her all day long, y'all. So she got things to do. I have things to do. We have families to go back to at the end of the day. We got to take care of our spouses also. And, you know, but I want to thank all of you for taking the time out of your lunch schedule to listen to the Psalmist Voice Presents with my special guest, 2019 Spin Award winner. She's also a domestic violence survivor. She's also a radio personality. She got a lot of hats, but she's doing it big for the kingdom of God. We got
Miss Lord, lift the mob, lift the mob of
Shanique's Sweet Sounds. So y'all Shanique's Sweet Sounds. Shanique's Sweet Sounds. There you go. See, you know, I'm done.
You want to say my last name again? What you going to do?
See,
oh, God.
I can't get it right. And I had a whole month, and I've been practicing for a whole month, like I said in the beginning of the show, and I still can't get it right till now. So I'm going to leave it alone. I've already butchered it enough. So family, just go to our Facebook.
When I'm gonna be able to hear this show, Pastor Newton?
Yes.
I'm gonna be able to hear.
We'll be able to repost it on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network page. I will also tag it onto your page as well so they can listen rebroadcast of the show. You can also listen to it on iTunes. Go to the podcast portion of your for all your Apple users. Go to the podcast portion of the iTunes. Type in the Samus Voice Radio Network. I know that's a lot, but just type it in. You'll see my big old dome pop up. You'll see all of the episodes that we had, all of them, all archive, all 300 plus of them. And you can also go right here on Block Talk Radio as well, www.blocktalkradio.com/TPV radio. And guess what? It don't cost you a dime. You can download
it right here
on Block Talk Radio, and you can go to iTunes, and it costs you nothing. It's free. So download it. It's free. You can get it. You can play it just 300 times if you want. So it's all good. So, again, I'm done. We're done with the show. Again, please give her some love, family, and definitely check out her show. Because I do, and I have some fun just listening in and getting my history lesson and writing down some notes and stuff like that from all the great quartets that she be spinning on her show.
Yeah,
so family,
yes, I do. I mix it up.
So, family, this is the Samus Voice. I'm out, and always remember, you are more than you think. And greater than you heard. And we'll see you next time on exciting episode of the Samus Voice Presents. We're out. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you again.
The Samus Voice presents. Let's go.
This is God's Journey Child, Fed Old Chestnut, and you're listening to the Samus Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.